In the lunchtime edition, a man hospitalized with gunshot injuries after a family dispute turns violent and shots are fired. Police, meantime, trying to track down the snatch and grab robbers who attacked a woman at Oxner's Heights. St. Stephen's Primary reopens after bee and rodent issues forced its closure yesterday. Meantime, there's a walkthrough today to determine the status of Granty Adams Secondary as the BOT voices concern about a range of challenges at various schools. An official of the Ministry of Energy and Business suggests a need to regulate importation of second-hand electric vehicles due to the fire risk. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A 32-year-old man has been hospitalized after being shot during a family dispute at Rosemont, Deacon's Farm, St. Michael, about 6:30 this morning. The police say an altercation between two family members resulted in the man being shot in the abdomen. He was treated at the scene by personnel from the ambulance service and transported to the hospital, where he's said to be in stable condition. A neighbor expressed shock over what transpired and about gun violence in the country generally.
Like any parent, I got my grandchild, so I feel good about it. But to know it is what going on now. Our problem is that we are proactive, we are reactive. Something gonna happen if we do something. Well, all I would say to young men about is keep on the troubles.
A resident of Deacons, St. Michael. The police are on the hunt for two men who attacked and robbed a woman at Oxner's. Security camera footage being circulated on social media shows two men approaching the woman on a darkened street at Oxner's Heights before grabbing her bag and other belongings as she screamed loudly in distress. The robbers then ran away. The police confirmed that a report of the theft has been made at the Whole Town Police Station. Well, one school is reopening today, and a walkthrough is taking place to determine the status of another, as the Barbados Union of Teachers voices concern about a range of challenges at various schools. The Ministry of Education issued a statement last night announcing that regular classes resume for students and teachers at St. Stephen's Primary today after closing at 1 p.m. yesterday to deal with the presence of bees and rodent droppings. The ministry said it was discovered that there was a particular vine near the school grounds that is believed to have attracted the bees. The vine was removed and hauled away by a truck. Meanwhile, after the discovery of fresh rodent droppings, a cleaning company cleaned all interior surfaces of the prefab structure classrooms, while a construction company continued their work on the hall block and prefab structure, with the remedial work being done outside of school hours. The president of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, notes the rodent issue at St. Stephen's and tells Starcom Network News other schools are having problems with bees.
Yeah, there's still some ongoing challenges at the St. Stephen's Primary School. There appears to be a rodent infestation at the school, but that is being addressed. There was also reports of a bee infestation. We think that is also getting some attention. You know that there were a number of schools that were experiencing challenges with bees. Those two were getting attention.
Meantime, an inspection is taking place today at the Granty Adams Memorial School, which has been closed since the first week of the school term due to a variety of environmental issues.
The major issue for us now is Granty Adams Memorial School still has not been reopened as yet. There's a walkthrough at the school this morning, and we'll wait to see what comes out of that walkthrough. The ministry, the parents, teachers, and key stakeholders. The BUT, yeah, we will be present.
The president of the BUT, Rudy Lovell. An official of the Ministry of Energy and Business suggests the need for tighter regulations on the importation of used electric vehicles, as she notes such vehicles have been involved in a number of fires. Desni Gay, who is an electrical engineer with the ministry, believes the vehicles coming into the country should meet specific requirements before they're put on the road. She was speaking during a panel discussion at the Barbados Sustainable Energy Youth Forum at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center.
If you check the vehicles that have caught a fire so far that I know you're referring to, they are secondhand imported vehicles. So we need to develop standards and regulations to ensure that the vehicles that are being imported are of a correct quality, they're not crashed and patched together and then sent here to the third world where we get all the, you know, dumping when they're trying to get rid of it.
Mrs. Gay believes the vehicles entering Barbados may be too old.
A lot of the vehicles that come in, they come in secondhand here because in the countries where they were originally manufactured, they have very strict emission laws. And when the vehicles get too old and they don't, and the emissions are too high, so they don't meet those standards, they ship them to us. And these are the types of things that need regulations and enforcing to make sure that we get the quality and the good stuff here and not the crappy stuff, basically.
Electrical engineer at the Ministry of Energy and Business, Desni Gay. Staed's West Indies Rum Distillery has won a prestigious international award. Plantere Rum has been awarded the Best Rum Brand of the Year at the Spirits Business Awards held in London this month. Staed's Rum Distillery Visitor Center Manager Ramon Watson says the recognition is expected to enhance global visibility and drive an increase in exports of the local rum.
Winning this prestigious award, we are expecting for rum sales to rise here in Barbados. When we speak of the exports, you know, Staed's West Indies Rum Distillery speaks to 80% of the rum exports on island. So what we're looking for from this prestigious award is obviously to have more recognition in the international market and as well to keep our visibility out there. Since we've opened the visitor center, we've had people coming from all over the world looking for the home of Plantere Rum. And we've had people coming from as far as Switzerland, Sweden, Germany. We've seen increased visitors coming from the cruise ships looking for Barbados rum. So we are proud of that, and we are also proud that rum tourism is on the rise.
That's Staed's Rum Distillery Visitor Center Manager, Ramon Watson. And President Vladimir Putin says Russia's widespread overnight attack targeting critical energy infrastructure facilities in Ukraine was a response to strikes on Russian territory using U.S.-made missiles. Mr. Putin claimed Russia hit 17 targets that were military facilities. Our top stories. A 32-year-old man hospitalized with gunshot injuries after a family dispute at Rosemont Deacons turns violent and shots were fired. The police, meantime, trying to track down the snatch-and-grab robbers who attacked a woman at Oxnard Heights. St. Stephen's Primary reopens after bee and rodent issues forced its closure yesterday. Meantime, there's a walkthrough today to determine the status of Brantley Adams Memorial as the BUT voices concern about a range of challenges at various schools. An official of the Ministry of Energy and Commerce suggests a need to regulate importation of secondhand electric vehicles due to the fire risk. And Staed's Rum Distillery wins a prestigious international award. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397. To receive breaking news, like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.